Today's episode is brought to you by Destiny's Accessories, located inside of AV Lopez at 3831 Boca Chica Boulevard in Brownsville. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4. Destiny Accessories has all the phone and tablet accessories you need, including chargers, screen protectors, wallets, clips, holsters, pop sockets, cases, and much more. Welcome to Paranormal 956. We have a quick correction. If you're looking to be hearing about Gypsy Rose, we're going to postpone that just a little bit because we went really in depth, and we will be releasing that as a special report on the 27th, the day before she gets out.
Yeah. So we really had to talk shit.
Yeah. So instead, today we're talking about
Albert Fish.
Yes.
Yeah, Mr. Fish over here. Why is he getting claps and stuff?
No, because you got it right.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought it was for him. I was like, how is he
that? He's not to be celebrated.
Okay.
Although I will say, when I started getting into true crime, this was one of the very first serial killers that I ever learned about.
Okay.
And it gave me nightmares. So,
to start off, his name. That's weird.
What part of it is weird to you?
Albert and Fish.
So the Fish is an uncommon, very uncommon last name. I've heard Albert before. It doesn't freak me out too much.
It's just weird.
So for those of you who don't know, Albert Fish was a serial killer. Mm-hmm. A child rapist.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah. So there's going to be some...
You went from one thing to another real quick.
Yeah. And it gets worse because he was also a cannibal. So
I think...
Yeah. I don't know if that's worse.
It's not that...
It's pretty bad.
It's bad.
It's pretty bad. It's hard. I'm not going to put these order of my favorites, right?
Right.
But fair
We're
warning...
We're not going to pick and choose.
Right. Yeah. Fair warning, this is...
A disturbing one.
So Albert Fish was born Hamilton Fish, and he didn't like the word his name Hamilton for some reason. I kind of like Hamilton better.
Better than Albert, yeah.
Not that I dislike Albert, that's a fine name, but Hamilton sounds original.
Right.
I mean, it sounds like a last name.
Like you would send out.
Yeah.
For sure.
Not like David.
Or Bianca. Well, Bianca does kind of stand out.
It's not very common. Yours is more common.
Right. Never mind. That back.
Or more uncommon, I should say. Then.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not Jenny. Or down here, Maddie. Right. Like I'm like it's like David and then like right. Joe.
Like, but Joe, no.
Those are pretty common. My name's pretty common.
Yeah, but I'll say Joe is pretty rare.
I will say...
Here, down here.
Joe is rare down here?
Yeah, we got Jose,
okay,
but not Joe.
Okay. I think of those as the same.
No.
No? Okay.
They're spelled different.
It's true. It's hard to argue with.
Anyways.
You're the second Bianca I think I've ever met. Ever. So, there's that.
Yeah, I'm the first one I met.
Really? Well, also the one that I met was way a long time ago. Anyway, back to the subject. We're getting a little bit off track. Right. As a refresher, my name is David. Your name is Bianca. Right?
And we're talking about Mr. Fish.
And we're talking about Albert.
Albert Fish. That used to be Hamilton.
Previously Hamilton Fish. And ironically, or kind of weirdly, I guess, mm-hmm. Albert was his brother's name.
What?
Yeah. I think his brother died and then he decided... I'm going to take that name instead.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. So I have.
Like, shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it's a little weird. I have an unusual story in my family about something similar. I'll tell you off air, but.
Okay.
I don't think anybody in my family wants me talking about that, but back to Hamilton Fish.
Back to Hamilton.
Albert Fish. So.
Albert Jr. Fish.
Right. Albert. Yeah, the second.
The second. Yeah.
Right. So this guy was an old man when he was doing his murdering. Okay. And one of the weird things, one of the many, many, many weird things that this guy did is he kind of would befriend little kids in his neighborhood. And okay. so I think he had little kids as well. So the little kids were friends with his kids and they would come over. And what he would like to do is he would get a paddle and hammer nails into it and bring the kids from all over to like beat the shit out of him with the paddle, with the nails in it. He would like take off all his clothes and have kids beat him up.
What?
Yeah. So this guy, you've heard of S&M, they call it S&M.
Yeah.
So it's sado and masochist, right?
Right.
And so a sadist, for those of you who don't know, is a person who likes to put pain into other people.
Okay, yeah.
And a masochist is a person who likes to receive.
To pain. Take it, yeah.
And so when they talk about S&M, it's usually like in sexual kind of connotations where somebody will spank the other person or they pinch each other or bite or whatever, right?
Whatever their
thing is. But those words mean that people get off to the giving pain, getting pain.
Okay, okay, okay.
And he was 100% on the giving side. Well, not, I guess, 100%.
Receiving.
On the receiving part. Right, 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 right. And so one of the kind of other quirky things that he did.
He has more quirky.
Like his hobby, let's say, is he would get needles, right? And these are like, where is he? He's from like the late 1800s, early 1900s. So these are like the big needles. They're not like the ones we know today. They're like big needles. And he would stick them in his groin. So like in his testicles.
What?
Yeah. And he would leave them there. Like he enjoyed pain that much.
You're telling me he's grabbing a needle from the 18, what year was it again?
Yeah, so
from the 1800s?
1800s. He died in 1936. He was executed.
So he got a... not one needle.
Right. No.
Several times.
Quite a few, yeah.
And he stick them inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Leave them. That was it.
Like all the way inside?
Mm-hmm. Like they would heal. So they're like in him, in his body. Like they became
in
part
his
of
fucking balls.
Yeah. So then he like,
yo, and like whenever you hit a dude in his balls, he's gonna be over here crying. You're gonna tell me this nigga right. handled needles in his balls?
Mm-hmm. To himself for fun. Yeah.
So why are you guys crying whenever they hit you guys in the balls?
Oh, believe me, it's plenty painful. This is something.
But he had needles in his balls. Yeah. He's not over here crying.
I mean, it's not a competition, right?
I'm joking, guys.
Right. Yeah.
But so the math ain't mathing over here.
Yeah. So if, you know, we always kind of go deeper into things, right?
Yeah.
Than any
so
other.
So how the fuck did he sit down? Like.
Yeah. So this is what I think, uh-huh. right? Have you ever heard of, I don't know, there's a, I don't want to call it a disease, but there is a thing where kids are born where they don't feel pain at all. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
And they like, they
get like whenever they test, like they put the fire on the kids and shit to test it out.
Yeah, I guess. I never heard of that. But I saw this and
I think it was a novella or something, but
yeah. So I hate that I always bring up like last episode, I think I brought up Dr. Phil. Well, because we were talking about Gypsy Rose. I had watched it on Dr. Phil.
Yeah, this not is Bad Baby. We were talking about Gypsy.
Yeah, Gypsy Rose, and I had learned about it on Dr. Phil.
Right.
This is something I saw on Oprah, right? I'm not sure why I've watched so much daytime television, but this is...
you don't do shit.
This is what it is, right? And so...
anyways.
So these kids, there was these three... this lady had three kids, uh-huh. and they were all born with this phenomenon. I don't want to call it a disease, but something... they were diagnosed. They don't feel pain.
It is like neurological something.
Maybe. And so these.
I mean, it has to do with the sensory.
Yeah. So these.
So
kids,
with the nerves feeling something.
Right. So these kids that were on Oprah.
Imagine being in the car crash and not feeling shit.
So what they would do for fun, these kids.
Shut the fuck up.
What these kids would do for they're children, right? So right. they're not perverted. Like this guy's a pervert, right? Oh. These are children. What they would do is they were in a two-story house. And they would see who could jump off the stairs from the highest without breaking bones.
Oh.
And so you were eliminated when your bones were sticking out of your body.
Oh.
Right. So the mom.
Yeah, you can try again. That's it.
So the mom had to watch them like a hawk because these kids felt no pain. And they're little, right? I mean, they're like 5 and 6 years old.
I mean, it's not like they're crying out for help.
They're not crying because they don't feel any pain. And they think it's interesting.
I wouldn't bug. They're not crying. Why would.
Yeah. So anyway, my theory. Right.
Jokes.
These kids ended up having to grow up the hard way, right? I mean, one of them didn't like to break their bones because they were scared of blood. But the other two would break their bones all the time just because they thought it was funny and cool. Right. Anyway.
How often, though?
I don't remember this. I saw this like in the 80s. Oh. But it was a long time ago. Anyway, my theory is this guy might have had something similar to that, that he like enjoyed or was like searching for pain because he never felt it. Does that make sense?
But if he didn't feel it, why would he want to receive it to get
Well, maybe off from he's it? Feeling it a little bit.
Not as okay. Makes
so
sense,
imagine yeah. it. The, imagine
because back in the day they didn't have that terminology of
right.
what was going on with him.
Right, and we didn't understand a lot of the things we understand now back yeah. then. So maybe this is just a theory, right? But like, imagine like if you couldn't taste anything, you'd eat the hottest hot sauce you could get to try to taste something, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or salty, you would put a whole bunch of salt.
Yeah,
or,
I get that.
You know what I mean? And so maybe he feels a little bit of pain, and that's like a super sensitive area, obviously.
Right.
And so he's like, let's just crank this up so I can feel something, right? I know something, you know, like is for me in my personal experience, being like on mood stabilizers and things, you don't feel and you're kind of numb. And so you do things sometimes to kind of get yourself out of that. You want to feel something, you know what
like
I mean?
Like wake up.
Yeah. Like you're in a fog, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm imagining, I'm trying to rationalize how this guy could possibly
get to that point. Yeah.
Right. Because like you say, like guys getting kicked, and I have, it's horrible. Like this is something I can't even get my head around, like getting close to doing this.
No.
Like it's beyond.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to. Well, not for free anyway. I keep turning off the volume. That was a joke.
Anyways.
So in his early days, he was.
Childhood?
Yeah, so he was into stuff like, I don't even know. It's hard for me to say like, because he goes so extreme later. It's hard for me to say, like, well, he used to rape and molest boys early. Like, that was like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like hard to say, like, that was his small time stuff, but that's where he started. Like, he was a male prostitute and he raped and molested boys, like at 20 years old. Right. And so the way this
guy. That is freaking early, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think he's like one of the youngest ones.
Well, yeah. And so that's really, like, not, he wasn't getting caught back then. Like, this is just, like, what he, like.
Yeah, 1800s, yeah. Did we even have cops back then?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
So anyway, so he used to do all this crazy stuff, right? He'd put lighter fluid on himself, blah, blah, blah.
What?
Yeah. So he ends up killing a little girl that lives next door to him. Mm-hmm. The story was that he paid for the brother to do something or had a job, and then he saw the daughter and he like wanted to kill her, I guess, and eat her and all this stuff. And so she went missing. A lot of things are like super shady, which
about the case?
I think if in today we would have first, like, he's prime suspect number one.
Right.
But back then, I guess because everybody was trying to be polite, they were like, maybe, I don't know. Like they were more wishy-washy.
Yeah, he might not be.
Yeah, like reading it, it was like, yeah, duh, that's him. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, you're reading about it from his.
But we're smart.
Well, and also we're reading about it knowing the final story, right? So it's kind of like. So the way that he gets caught killing and eating this little girl.
Okay.
Is I guess his conscience was bothering him. but not in the
but
way.
But she's not the first victim.
No. Well, she's. He has many victims as far as raping and molesting, but he really hadn't been murdering anybody yet.
Okay.
He only murdered 3 people. I say only, right? That's more than I've ever murdered, but, you know.
Compared to other killers, so.
Right. Yeah. It's
on the radar, I mean, yeah. It's only 3 people.
He's really known for his crazy personality, I guess. Or like the quirks.
The needles in his balls. Right. That's
his hobbies. And like that's really what kind of makes him famous.
Anyways.
The way he gets caught.
And the lesson. But yeah, sure.
Yeah. He's got some weird things at the end. So when he gets caught, it's because, like I said, his conscience is bothering him.
Right.
He writes a letter to her parents.
Okay.
The daughter that he killed and ate.
Uh-huh.
To make sure that they know that before he killed her, he didn't rape her.
Oh, okay.
Before he ate her.
Jesus fucking Christ. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't rape her. Right. And so that's kind of how he got caught, because he's like writing these confessions.
Dear neighbors.
Right. I know you've been looking for your daughter, ate her and killed her. But just so you know,
no raping.
I didn't rape her.
No, nothing like that.
And so I guess that was
That's a relief.
Yeah, yeah. Sarcasm. Well, yeah, right. But that is this guy's really messed up, right?
Right.
So he kills a couple other people, always young kids. Mm-hmm. Similar things. We won't go into all those details, partially because I don't remember all of them, but. He gets sent to jail, and he starts to want to make himself, I guess, feel more pain.
Right.
And the way that he does it is a little bit another thing I wouldn't think of. He starts taking female hormones to grow breasts like a woman.
Uh-huh.
So that he will get raped.
What?
Yeah.
So, I don't fucking get this dude. What the fuck is he doing?
So I saw a documentary, and it's in video. So, it's 1930s. So, I guess they had film.
Yeah.
It's in black and white, but it's still a film. He's walking around prison with full women's breasts and no shirt on. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's pretty weird. This guy is very weird. So then.
So what the fuck?
Yeah. So he decides, you know, eventually he's getting executed, right?
Right.
And so this is, we're getting towards the end of the story, but.
But he was into kids. Now he's in jail fucking men.
Yeah, so he was a male prostitute to begin with, so he's probably not 100% straight, I guess. I mean,
he's all over the place.
He's all over the place. I mean, this person is confused about a lot of things, let's say. His brain's not working right, you know what I mean? And so really, though, it's not, he's not doing this like he's...
But why the fuck would they approve the hormones in jail? He's in jail, and they approve the hormones in jail?
I guess so.
How the fuck is he getting hormones?
I don't know.
Hey, you're not going to tell me the system's been rigged. Yeah. You're not going to tell me.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you that. So.
You're not going to tell me that Gypsy Rose is coming out.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Special report. December 17th. I still need to edit that video or the audio. It's really long.
Jeez.
I'll get to it. So anyway, so he's getting executed, right, for these horrible crimes that he did to children. And so back then, they used to use the electric chair.
Right. Wait, but he has needles in his balls.
Right. We're going to get to that. And so so before they do that, when he's in court and they say that we're sentencing you to death by the electric chair, he says, wonderful. That is a thrill I haven't tried yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he's looking at this as
a treat.
Right. Like, he likes pain. This is going to be perfect for him, right?
Something new.
Yeah. The ultimate, I guess, if you're like that, maybe. The ultimate right. pain? I mean, I can't imagine. I don't even like those hand buzzers, those magic or trick where you shake hands and they buzz your hand. I don't even
the
like
gum
it.
One?
Yeah. I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
Imagine an electric chair?
Yeah.
No. Not interesting. So then they go to execute him.
Okay.
And like you said, he has needles in his testicles and in his
They know in he his has. Body. They don't know yet.
I don't know if they know.
They still put him in the chair.
They put him in the chair.
They put him in the chair.
They're probably like, who cares? Like, what's going to happen, right? Well, little do they know, he short circuits like the whole town when they go to do that because of all his metal in his body. The electric chair really doesn't work on him. And so they shock him and he doesn't die. And the power.
But the whole town.
Like all the lights go out. Like, yeah, they break.
What the fuck?
He blows up like transformers and things, right? So they have to take him out, go to a hospital. Surgeons have to take out all the metal in his body. And then they have to, well, obviously fix all the electrical stuff.
What?
And then electrocute him. Again. Yeah. So.
Yeah. But wasn't the getting the needles out of his body like painful enough? I wonder how the fuck they took him out. Did they open the whole testicle and they're just like.
So I've
put a magnet.
When you do
put a magnet over
it. When you do research, you see the x-rays. And there are x-rays of all of the needles in his body. And it's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Fucking. Gets weirder and weirder, guys. It's fucking. I can't.
Yeah, we're going to have a hard time topping this one, though. This one was pretty far out there.
Yeah, it's fucking confusing. It's.
Yeah, and I didn't really get into the gory details. Being with little kids, I don't really like to get into all that stuff. And even just, you know, like I was talking about the having the kids over and paddling him. That's even
that's already
really
the
creepy.
Whole picture.
And then to the cannibal and
then,
yeah,
I don't know. What makes you pick a kid and be like, yeah, I'm gonna eat this one?
I can't imagine. The mindset where you're like, that kid looks delicious. Like, that's... No. I can't even do that with... Like, I can't pick out my own meat.
Brisket.
Yeah, like, I can't even, like... Ugh. You know what I mean? Like, ugh.
But when you see a cow...
I've never looked at even a cow. Like, I like cows. I can't imagine, like, looking at a cow and go, wow, that cow looks delicious.
Oh, yeah. You can't really tell.
No, you can't, right? Like, what they taste like. I don't know. This guy's twisted in a way that I'm glad I don't understand. I feel a little bit, I don't know. I'm not normal, but I'm not like that. Like, I'm not even close. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean.
That's a line we don't cross.
Right.
No.
So, I want to thank everybody for listening.
Yeah.
Sorry for this disturbing journal, but that's what they're here for.
Yeah.
We give them what they want.
The weird ones.
Yeah. We do have that Gypsy Rose episode coming up on the 27th, if I forgot to mention that. And then after that is our Christmas episode.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the nativity
scene. The burrito sabanero. Never mind.
What? We're going to be talking about the nativity scene.
Okay.
But the Islam version.
The Islam?
Right. So from the Quran, the Muslims... Little different viewpoint.
They have a baby Jesus?
They have pretty much everything you have in the Bible.
Oh.
But it's different. It's like a... I don't want to say different. I'm going to say they have stories that are left out of the Bible. Let's say it that way.
Oh, like a behind the scenes.
I guess so.
Okay. Like you can go into simpler terms. I don't know why you do all that extra shit.
Well, I'm trying to tease a little bit for next week. Because it's a good episode.
Okay.
We're going to record it soon.
All right.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys.